The Sewerage and Water Board oversees most of the water and drainage in the city. It's faced lots of problems in recent years, including the floods in the summer of 2017, which revealed that many of the pumps and generators that remove water from the city were broken, and that the existing Sewerage and Water Board was unaware. An amendment on this weekend's ballot would change who sits on that board. It was proposed by State Senator J.P. Morrell from New Orleans. WWNO's Travis Lux sat down with Senator Morrell to talk about why that change is necessary.
Senator Morrell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Your amendment would change who sits on the Sewerage and Water Board. Right now it's composed of 10 people plus the mayor, and there are some rules about who those 10 people can be, but they're ultimately appointed by the mayor. So what would your amendment do?
Previously, three council members sat on that board with the mayor appointing the rest. That board was reconfigured by legislation I passed to remove those three council members at the council's request. After the August 5th floods, it really came to everyone's attention that really the Sewerage and Water Board was asleep at the wheel. And I really looked back at what I did and reconsidered and thought maybe it's not a great idea to have one person sit on the board, one elected official who appoints the other 10 members. And maybe having a third party, the council there, that is separately accountable to the public to be there to make sure everything is being run properly would be the most transparent answer to that problem and to really be in the public's interest.
So, yeah, you were originally in favor of changing the board to the current configuration. And so can you talk a little bit more about why that change of heart?
Well, two things came out of the August 5th floods. The first was the public had tremendous concerns, and there was no accountability from the Sewerage and Water Board, as the only elected person was the mayor, and all the appointees are picked by the mayor. So if the mayor's happy with the Sewerage and Water Board, it doesn't really matter what the public thinks. The other thing which really troubled people was that you saw a mass amount of resignations in the wake of the August 5th floods, which really led to, if something difficult happens, a non-elected official can pretty much cut bait and run at a whim. Having a council member on it, A, makes sure that the public is aware at all times of what's going on, and B, it puts a liaison from the council on board who's in charge of looking at things increasing your rates and making sure some accountability in that regard. And the large share of what this legislation does, it puts teeth in there saying that they have to make public reporting requirements. They have to let us know before hurricane season what's going on.
There have been a number of council people who have express support for this, but there have been some detractors, including the Bureau for Governmental Research, BGR. One of the concerns in BGR's line of thinking is that by adding a council member to the board, you're creating the possibility, at least, for political conflict and slowing things down. And so what do you say to that?
The council is accountable to the public. If they think something the Sewerage and Water Board is doing is wrong, they should be there voicing their opposition. They should create conflict because August 5th is what happens when you have no conflict. When you have a board being run totalitarian from a mayor down and there's no dissent and no conversation, you get August 5th.
Mm-hmm. What about the idea that there's kind of an inherent conflict of interest there? You know, the council oversees the Sewerage and Water Board. And so if you have a council member on the board, isn't it kind of like the regulator is regulating themselves, essentially?
I've heard that argument, and it's not a real logical one. The city council sits on the board of liquidation and debt, which they regulate. The city council sits on NordSea, which oversees recreation. This is more of a council member sitting on a subcommittee than a council member regulating someone that they regulate. It's not like this is a Fortune 500 company and the council is asking to sit on Entergy. This is a public utility run by the city of New Orleans, regulated by the council, and that one council person on an 11-person board is not really going to tilt the scales one way or another. What it is going to do is create a situation where the public knows there is somebody who's accountable to them and not accountable to the mayor who appointed them, who's going to report back to them on what's really going on.
Senator J.P. Morrell, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.